the key to getting this to a place where this isn't, I go to my dispensary because I want it, where it's actually an arrow in my quiver that I can use on future patients. The key to this is that it has to be reproducible, right? Like, it's got to be, and that's super frustrating for people, and it's difficult because all of that's regulated ultimately by people in Washington, D.C. But for us to get to a place where we can move the needle beyond, this is something you get on your own outside of your doctor's advice, we've got to start studying it. And the only way to study it is to have a good, same product for every patient. This, I think, is just a pinky toe into the swimming pool that is this project. We have long neglected CBD and THC as a potential for neurological and psychiatric disease, primarily because of where marijuana went in the 80s with criminalization and all that sort of thing. So that it has been easier historically for a physician to do human research with heroin than it is for us to do research using marijuana.